Here in Dewar, the Dragons lead the Shattuck Indians 32-14. Class B state semifinal winner goes on, plays the winner of Laverne and Pioneer next week at Northwestern University in Alva. And about under a minute now before we kick it off. We'd be remiss if we forgot to mention a Dewar has a, if you're an Oklahoma Sooner fan, has an alum, as you are an Oklahoma Sooner fan, has an alum, a pretty big alum for an eight-man football team, Ronnell Lewis. Alumni of this team, actually coached by Coach Josh Bean, as Ronnell graduated, I believe, in 08, 09, right around that area. Ronnell called him the Hammer. I saw that on Wikipedia. Yeah. Did anyone really call him the Hammer?
He made some highlight plays down there, for the Sooners in his day, for sure. So,
and Ronnell was actually assistant coaching last year, I believe, as you guys were here for the quarterfinal, or in Shattuck rather, was assistant coaching, drafted by the Lions. 125th overall was Ronnell, and a big-time defensive player for some Oklahoma teams. Had a great career.
I couldn't believe trying to play Ronnell Walker in eight-man football. I mean, we were looking at some of his stats. Yeah. Talk about a man-child out there. Good grief.
Here we go. Dewar going to kick it off. They're going right to left. Shattuck going left to right, and back deep to receive is Caden Laverty. And once again, Brownfield going to kick it off, doing the kicking duties instead of Brett Hayes, the normal kicker for this Dewar team. Brett's over there. I can see him suited up. So Brownfield I'm not sure what the change was for. He's going to pop one up again. This one's going to go right to Jalen Cummings, who's fielded it a lot there in that up position. He's going to call fair catch at the 37-yard line. That's where the Indians will take over. First and 10 to start this half. 32-14, Dewar in front. Shattuck going to get the ball first here, first and 10. So here we go, second half. After a uneventful pop-up kickoff, fair caught.
That's the
all
keep
that
away
hype for nothing.
That's the keep away from Laverty play. That's what that is.
Yeah. Now Samuel Long's going to wind up far left side. Nope, he's coming back to us. Far side towards us. And it's a little bit of a position change. Laverty takes a snap. He's going to look to option play. Takes it up in the middle. He's dragged down by Bean and a 5-yard pickup. Fowler and Bean finally take down Caden Laverty, who is running like a man possessed on that first run.
He's running angry. And you mentioned the position swap. Frazier now cycling to that running back spot. Kind of a foreseen adjustment. I mean, he's been on it tonight. Your two best playmakers probably right now, Laverty and Frazier, maybe doing the work.
Quick change by Coach Hickson. See if he can catch him off ground. Again, Long's out wide towards us. Laverty at the quarterback spot in the shotgun. He's got one back behind him, and the Dewar says he wanted a false start, and I think they're going to get it. They're saying somebody jumped.
Didn't see any line movement.
False start penalty. Somebody up front twitched. And Dewar was able to saw it. I mean, Fowler saw it instantly. So now instead of second and five, second and four, you get a second and nine for the Indians. One back in the backfield. There's a pitch to Laverty. He's going to option play. Fakes the pitch. He finally pitches it to Frazier. He's on the outside and wrapped up and a loss. As a late pitch by Laverty, and Marshall Bean, who's the one who got to Laverty first, forced the pitch and cleaned up on the outside. And that Dragon defense, so disciplined there. Forces a loss of two on the play, third and 11 now for Shattuck, and that false start penalty really hurt the Indians.
We talk about not making those mental mistakes. It 5 yards doesn't seem like a lot, but when you're trying to put together that one drive to get back in it, now all of a sudden it's third and long.
Now Thomason and Cummings out wide towards me, two receivers far side, Laverty and Frazier, Long in the gun, shotgun snap. He drops back to pass. He's under pressure. He's got to have to get rid of it. Just throws it quickly to the outside to Thomason. Only going to pick up about 3 yards, but they're going to say incomplete as he threw it low. They're going to say no catch, but had he caught it, it would have been fourth and a mile anyway. So fourth and 11 instead of fourth and nine. And they're going to have to punt. So a quick three and out for the Shattuck offense after that great first run by Laverty. Looked like they had something going. Now Frazier going to punt the ball, and Fowler back deep to receive his feeder at the 30-yard line. Punt will be from the 25, and another off the end of his foot kick, going to bounce right around the 35, go out of bounds at approximately the 34, and that's where Dewar takes over, leading this one 32-14, and a quick three and out by Shattuck with 10:27 left in this quarter. Not what you want to see coming out of the locker room.
Definitely not ideal, to say the least, but now we'll see at least defensively have they adjusted, found a way to deal with that quick connection now from Fowler to Brownfield.
And that time, a lot of that was brought on as Taylor Maldonado was breathing down Samuel Long's neck on that throw, and he just had to get rid of the football. Found Thomason, was unable to hook up with him there. And nice coverage downfield again by the Dragons. Here comes Doerr, one receiver wide each side, Brownfield near side, Bryson far side, Maxwell to the right. The handoff is to Maxwell, and he's got a little bit of running room right up the gut. Gets the first down, picks up about five more, and everybody on Shattuck has to finally bring down Sean Maxwell.
And just talked about how it looked like at the end of the half they had started to chop down that inside gut play to about 3, 2.5 yards. That's not what you want to see to start this drive for Doerr.
Maxwell, 1,000-yard rusher on the year. Now the snap to give again to Maxwell. Same play that time, read nicely by the Indians. And that was a big play up front. Looked like Chris Jones gets to him first. Pickup of only a yard for Sean Maxwell.
Yeah, Jones using a couple moves right there. Made the swim move to get in there and fight off that block and be able to drag down Maxwell.
It gave him 2, 2nd and 8 now from midfield, just over the 50-yard line. Two back set. There goes the give to Maxwell in the up back. He takes it up inside, and Laverty hits him. And looks like Jesse Gibson hit him as well, but not before he picked up about 4 on that play. Right up the middle, barreling ahead for a couple more yards for Maxwell. So big third down and about 3.5. They're going to say 3rd and 3. Looks like closer to 4.
Got to watch for the quick out here if you're Shattuck on this. Fowler, this is a prime target.
Brownfield, Bryson in tight. Maxwell to the left of Fowler, who's in the shotgun. He puts Maxwell in motion. He's just going to keep it. Fakes going inside and takes the edge, and nobody's there. He's going to get around the end and finally brought down just across the 40-yard line. And that was a touchdown-saving tackle on the back end.
Jalen Cummings.
If Cummings didn't stay at home, that would have been a touchdown by Fowler, as he fooled everybody that time. Looked like he was coming towards us, went back the other way. He's quickly to the line of scrimmage in the shotgun snap. Same formation. Give to Maxwell, and he's stuck quickly by Frazier as they tried to catch the Indians sleeping. And Jaden Frazier said no dice. Pickup of a yard, 2nd and 9. Ball at the 39-yard line of the Shattuck Indians. Doerr leads this one 32-14, 9:02 left in the third quarter, and the Dragons with the football.
And now start to try to grind out the back end of this possession a little bit. Maybe saying, hey, we're going too quick.
Slowing it down again. Two receivers just off the end of the line in the slot there. One back is Maxwell. The fake to give. And Fowler follows his back, but stuck. No one fooled that time. And that was a nice read by Thomason. Andrew Thomason was not fooled by the fake handoff. That time he stayed with Fowler. And that was a nice play by the Indians. Going to bring up 3rd and long now. 3rd and 9. But 4-down territory for the Doerr Dragons.
Absolutely, and that's where you got to be on target here for your Shattuck. You got to watch out for that quick out.
They widen it out. Fowler in the gun. Two receivers far side, one near side towards us on the left. It's Brownfield. He's going to stop across the throw right over the middle. The Maxwell is right in the middle of the field. He ran a little curl route across the middle. I don't think he got the first down, though, but he did pick up around 4 or 5.
More than that.
More than that. They're saying he's a yard shy of the first down now.
Just found a soft spot in the zone and sat in, and Fowler immediately hit him.
But short, 4th and 1. Big play for the Indians. They need a stop here. Down 32-14 with under 8 to play in this third quarter, and Doerr looks confused. They're looking at the sideline, and they got the play clock's got to be getting close.
Well, and there's a timeout by Shattuck because they couldn't get a player off. They were about to be too many men on the field right there, and that's a big one.
Oh, that's a huge timeout. So Shattuck has to burn one just when it looks like Doerr may have to get a penalty for delay of game. We're going to take it with them. 32-14, a big fourth down upcoming in this football game. Come right back here. We got a great football game here in Doerr. Doerr leads Shattuck 32-14 back after this. K101 road to the top.
Now's the time to get a great deal on select Kubota subcompact and compact tractors. Our reliable #1 selling tractors are designed for easy operation and feature all the performance matched attachments needed to tackle any job. Right now, get zero down at 0% APR for 84 months and save up to $1,700, plus no payments for 90 days. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Arnett, Enid, New Holland, and Kubota. Our family helping yours since 1975.
Back in Doerr, the Dragons lead the Shattuck Indians 32-14, 7:46, a 4th and 1 upcoming after the timeout by the Indians. Personnel issue, almost got caught with too many men on the field. Now they're all up in the box in this 4th and 1. Fowler with the keeper, did he get in? They try to drag him in. He might have got there. He just goes around the edge. So a couple guys had their hands on him.
I think he got it,
and they are indeed going to wave a first down. The first blush, it looked like he didn't get there. They stuck him at the line. Fowler kept those legs churning. picked up the first and 10 for the Dragons. Ball the 26-yard line of Dewar. Or up Shattuck, rather. Sorry. They give it to Maxwell up the middle. They fake the toss sweep. Give it to Maxwell. Huge hole up front there as Bean just cleared out a large hole. Cleared out Emmett King that time. And that's going to be a pickup of 9. Second and 1 upcoming. And quickly, Dewar back to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun snapped. They give to Maxwell again. This time he's going to know the near side around the edge. He's got to beat long. He gets the first down. He's driven out of bounds. Takes a shot at the end. But it's going to be another first down for the Dewar Dragons. And now they are knocking on the door once again. Ball sitting, it looks like, right around the 5-yard line.
And it's just
first
this,
and goal.
It's just this tempo by Dewar. It's just killed Shaq on this drive.
Maxwell again to the right. Now they're going to put a man in motion. It's Brownfield. They give it fake to give to Maxwell. Option play. Fowler tries to get around the side. He's dragged down. Quick pitch to Brownfield, who's just standing out there by the sideline. Wasn't even ready for it. Caught the pitch as Fowler was getting tagged down. And when it goes wrong, Tyler, it's all going wrong. It was a busted play and a bad decision, really, by Fowler.
That could have been costly. I mean, if that ball, if Brownfield doesn't react quick enough, that's on the ground. That could be a scoop and score.
Ended up picking a up about a yard on that play or two. So now it's going to be second and goal from the 3. And there goes the snap. There goes the give to Maxwell. Takes it around the right side. Did he get in? He's close, and it's a touchdown, Dewar. Sean Maxwell from 2 yards out. They spotted it at the 2, and Maxwell on the board, 38-14. Dewar now well in front of this one with 6:35 to go here in the third quarter.
Don't know what else you do for Shaq. We saw on that drive, Colton Jones, a freshman, had come in for them, and he was getting some extra kind of body in there. It looked, you know, linebacker position or so, and they're searching for answers.
Lining up 4-2. They've gotten all their two-point conversions so far tonight. Shattuck needs to stop one of these here with Maxwell to the left. And to give his fake to give to Maxwell. Come up throwing Fowler. Corner of the end zone. Did he get his feet down?
He did.
And that was a two-point conversion. That's going to be good. And that, who else? That's Thomas Brownfield, back corner of the end zone. 40-14, Dewar well in front of the Shattuck Indians with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. We'll be back. It's our K101 Road to the Top.
It's Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale. Starting November 30th through December 31st, save up to 50% off any device when you visit our store. You heard right, 50% off in-store. Pioneer Cellular's half-off end-of-the-year sale.
Stop by a Pioneer office or call 800-641-2732. Some restrictions may apply.
Back in Dewar, the Dragons lead the Shattuck Indians 40-14, and Dewar continues to get, they're even getting the bounces, as that was a busted play. Fowler looks like he was just going to go down. Instead, tried to pitch it wide to Brownfield, and just happened to have be Johnny on the spot with the football. Kept that drive going, and now all of a sudden Dewar scoring again. As the Dragons up so big, the fans in front of us are on their phone texting.
Yeah.
They're now bored with this game in front of us, and the Shattuck fans silent on the other side. A lot of time left, though. 6:35 left in the third quarter.
It's just going to take a couple big plays, I think, to spark Shattuck, Trent. I mean, you mentioned on the last drive, looked like he had some going. All of a sudden, that little sneaky 5 yards kills the drive on the penalty.
Indians might need a turnover here to flip this momentum, as Brownfield's now not kicking. They've brought back in Brett Hayes. It's going to kick off, and they're going to run the same exact play. It's interesting because Brownfield's to his right. It looks like they could both possibly kick the football they run towards it, and now they're going to kick it deep, although with up 40-14, I don't know if they're going to risk an onside kick at this point. They do it right up the middle. It's going to bounce and be fielded by the Indians, and Frazier takes it at the 40-yard line, and they're going to blow this dead, saying his knee was down when he picked it up. Still pretty good field position starting out for Shattuck. From their own 40. And they've had lost the field position battle most of the night. This time they're going to be set up pretty well here.
Quick score update from the other side of the semifinals here on Class B. Laverne, as Dewar scoring, they score again. 38-12. Laverne leads over there on Pioneer.
First and 10, ball just inside the near hash. Shattuck going left to right here. Laverty in the shotgun. One receiver wide each side.
Oh.
He puts long in motion, and Thomason jumped on the edge. And another miscommunication, and the mistakes for the Indians starting to pile up as this ball now getting moved back 5 yards.
Oh, they're going to say encroachment on Doerr, so it goes the other way.
Interesting call there. Thomason even thought he jumped. He was already headed backwards.
Head down, yeah. Oh, man.
And I guess they're going to say Marshall Bean was over there, and he's kind of shaking his head. Looks like it might have called it on him.
Now Coach Bean having a word right here with the ref.
And I if he jumped, I didn't see it. It looked to me like Thomason jumped first. And he might have been lined up.
Well, and that's
in the neutral
I think they
zone.
Called that, yeah, that neutral zone encroachment instead necessarily the false start. So that's kind of on Bean to be able to watch that.
So the Indians get a break here. Now one receiver wide each side. Samuel Long in the slot. He's now looking towards his quarterback. A little bit of an audible there between the two of them. Laverty in the shotgun. First and five now. Shotgun snap. Quick hitter to Long on the outside. He gets a block from Frazier. He's all across the left line. He breaks through it. He's going to be gone. He's to the 20.
Oh,
and did he step out of bounds? He stepped out of bounds. And he must have just stepped out of bounds.
I think he barely got forced out right there by a little bit of that contact. And that is
the question is where did he? They're saying it's a first down, but instead of what would have been about a 55-yard touchdown run, he only got about 10 yards. As the ball now in the middle, or over towards that far hash in the middle of the field, just above the D from Doerr now, it's going to be at the 47-yard line. So what could have been a huge play coming back for Shattuck. Still a first down, though. Two receivers far side, same formation, one near side. Laverty in the gun. And Long jumped a little bit. Nobody saw it. He's going to now take off. He's going to start throw a lead block for Laverty on the keeper. Takes it around the near side towards us. He's brought down. Pickup of a couple yards, and the flag is down. I thought it was a motion penalty.
Early. They're going to hope it's not a holding because I saw a couple lead blocks right there. Let's see what they got. Flag back here, too, so they're discussing it.
And I don't know what that flag in the – there is a flag down in the Doerr side of the field. And they're going to call delay a game on the Shattuck Indians. And a block in the back, that one's going to be declined. So, interesting. That could have been a delay of game.
Maybe it was the illegal shift like you're talking about.
Yeah,
maybe it was caught late,
yeah.
And that's what they're discussing there. So
it was an illegal shift. Yeah, that's what they're going to get them for.
Interesting that it should take the shift but decline the block in the back.
Long kind of flinched, got reset.
Right,
And looked like it was going to be called early. But, you would think the... Well, the block in the back was actually so far downfield, it would have ended up being less yardage for Doerr. So Doerr takes the line of scrimmage play, moves it back to a first and 15. And the ball now in the orange D part of Doerr. And in Shattuck territory at roughly the 47-yard line, first and 15 for the Indians. Doesn't really kill them, 6:11 to go, 40-14, but you got to score here if you're Shattuck. One receiver wide each side. Samuel Long now at the QB spot. The give is to Laverty, who's the up back. Takes it right around the right side. Gets it blocked by Cummings. Tries to drag it forward. Nice pickup that time by Laverty, and a host of Doerr Dragons bring it down as Caden Laverty running hard out there. And now Frazier's coming in to pull some guys off the pile. Doesn't like what they're doing to his teammate.
Yeah, protecting his boys. And that edge block is starting to come together a bit for Shaq. You know, on that attack, some of those seal blocks have been a bit cleaner out there on Selby and Bean and some of those guys.
A little bit tighter, and now it's a second and 7 as he picked up about 8 yards on that play. And that time, Shattuck moved the line of scrimmage down the field. And they're going to need more of that tonight. They got four down linemen now. One receiver wide, far side. Long is the quarterback. He gets a lead block from Laverty, his running back. Big hole in the middle of the field. That time Hernandez cleared a little space, and Long took it up. He's going to be short of the first down, though, by about a yard. Third and a long one. They're calling it 2 in the press box. That's about 1.5.
And you would think 4 down territory here at this point for the Indians. I mean, you got to, right, if that situation comes up.
I think from here on out, you may be looking at 4 down territory if you're Shattuck, unless it gets really tight late or you take the lead. 40-14, your score. Doerr in front, under 5 to play in the third quarter. Long at the quarterback spot. Laverty to his right, puts a man in motion. It's Frazier, jet sweep, going towards us. Gets a block and is blown up at the legs, but he falls forward. And I think his forward momentum might have picked it up. They're going to... mark it short.
They quickly marked that.
It looks like he fell forward after he got hit in the legs, and they're going to spot that thing behind the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, there somebody eagle eyed over there, I guess, for the judges, but Joey Fowler dove in there and just took out.
He's about a foot short, but Frazier wisely goes forward. Looks like he had it by a foot. Now it's a big fourth and a foot. Everybody jumped along. He's got to follow his block, and it does. He's dragging people with him. It's Laverty, sorry, with the football, and Laverty can't be stopped. And he doesn't weigh much, but boy, did he drag Fowler with him that time for the first down, and Shattuck finally gets some justice in what has been a not the best officiated game for in favor of the Indians tonight.
But boy, you tell Laverty right now, Trent,
that's
in
a bit
the
atrocious,
second half.
But
yeah,
yeah.
But Laverty playing with a big chip right now on that shoulder.
And look, we are behind the football, so I hate to call them out for a spots as we sit here, kind of looking at it from afar.
But.
Boy, yeah, it looked to me like he should have got it. Faked the handoff for long. Now he's going to keep it himself. Barrels forward for a couple. He's again hitting the leg. That time looked like Bryson got back there, got a shot on him before he could get momentum going. Pickup of 2 yards, 2.5 for Samuel. So now it's going to be 2nd and 7 with 3:22 left in the quarter. Clock continuing to tick. Mm-hmm. Remember, Shattuck has used one timeout already.
Well, they're putting together a good drive, but you hope at this point you start getting some bigger chunks to get that score punched in finally.
2nd and 7 from the 31 of Dewar. 3:07 left in this quarter. 40-14 Dragons in front. Back to the right. Frazier goes in front of the jet sweep. Now Samuel's going to fake the give. He's going to look to throw. Nobody open. He's just going to take off around the left side. Flag on the ground. And Samuel's going to get the first down, but a flag in the backfield around the 30, right in the area of a possible block in the back.
Yeah, not quite sure. There was a lot of
hold.
Pressure. Yeah.
And now a hold again on the Indians, and the penalties continue to stack up now for Shattuck. Big mistake there. Flag was thrown around the 30. So it looks like we're going to have about a 2nd and 17. We'll see. Ball now going to be, line of scrimmage will be placed on the 41-yard line. So it's just in front of the 30 when they called that penalty.
And another spot, Trent, where you get a big play. Samuel Long did a great job to break out of that pressure, get the first down, but it's all for naught.
2nd and 17. Now everybody bunched in. They got trips receivers out just off the line of scrimmage on the near side. Laverty in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it. He's hit as he throws. Ball's in the air. Picked off by Fowler as he couldn't get anything under it and threw it up towards Frazier. And Joey Fowler just waiting on it as Caden Laverty took a shot as he got rid of that football. And a turnover for the Shattuck Indians. And Dewar now stops another Shattuck drive.
Well, and we talked about being efficient with the football for Shattuck, despite not necessarily getting the scores. And this one just, and that bites you big right there. Laverty, as you mentioned, I'm surprised he got it as far as he did. I mean, he had to really chunk that off his back foot to even get it close.
Couldn't see who was in his grill, but somebody got pressure up front, as they have a lot of this game for the Dewar Dragons. And Laverty just had to toss it up. Fowler there, Johnny on the spot to pick that one off, playing center field back there. Now 2:32 left in a 40-14 lead. Dewar takes over, ball at the 20, or right around the 20-yard line, the 23 for the Dragons. And a quick flag already here, and delay a game. And they've been close on a bunch of those.
Yeah.
And really, if you're going to run a no-huddle offense, you got to get a play clock put in your... unless there's one above our heads.
Yeah, that we can't see. I mean,
if I'm Dewar, I would invest in that if I'm going to run this type of offense.
Maybe they're saying, hey, we don't need one. We go too fast. Doesn't matter.
They're winning, so they can do what they want right now. But 40-14, Dewar is leading this one with 2:32 left in the third quarter. Shotgun snap to Fowler. He fakes the toss sweep. Instead, he's going to drop back to pass. Now he's just going to take off and run. And he made about 3 separate decisions on that play and still picked up 7 yards. That time, Fowler showing nice patience. And, boy, is he tough to stop.
Yeah, that's going to be frustrating for the Indians, because right there you had great coverage over the top finally. Seemed like you had him kind of making those second guesses. And, like I said, just still finds a way to get 7 yards.
Yeah, that's a great point. There's a flag on the ground, and they're going to move this thing back. Now a hold. This time it's Dewar's turn. And now they're going to get the ball placed all the way back right around the 10-yard line. As that holding penalty now going to bring up 1st and a mile.
Seeing a couple of fresh legs in that defensive backfield for Shattuck Tutra. I see number 6, Braden Whipple, out there now for the Indians as well. So,
I think they're just giving Samuel Long a rest.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now Whipple at the corner position, and now another penalty. So the delay of game, then a hold, and it looks like this might be a motion penalty. And no encroachment on the Indians. So offside this time on Shattuck, and 3 plays and 3 penalties. As we've all come to watch the referees this evening.
It's just marching up and down the field.
March it down. 40-14, Dewar in front. And first and a very long, right around first and 20 or 23. Now an option play to the right. Fowler's dragged down. Nice read that time. Couldn't quite get the pitch off. And it looks like Chris Jones there to wrap him up. As Chris Jones that time seals the edge, making sure Joey Fowler can't get loose. And you're right, you mentioned a little bit ago, even when Shattuck stops the run to Maxwell, they're able to cover on the back end, and Fowler beats him with the legs.
Yeah, it's a checkmate by Dewar. Like, what do you do in that situation? You throw your hands up and say, I mean, you can't spy the guy. I mean, if you do, they'll expose you somewhere else.
That time, Chris Jones made a nice read on him. Now, shotgun snap. Fowler quick comes up firing right side towards the sideline. Bryson steps out of bounds as he's pushed out after a gain of about 6 or 7. So third and long still, though, because they were so far back. So 3rd and 7 deep in their own territory right now. Ball being placed at the 25, 26.
Now, Shaq, you just got to keep it in front of you here. Force that punt, force that turnover. You would think Dewar wouldn't get too risky here if they're stopped, a good 3-4 yards of the first down.
Got 2 receivers towards us, 1 receiver far side. Now Whipple's going to drop back in late motion, and we've got a flag on the field. And Shattuck's pointing at Dewar. Looks like somebody jumped. I think Maxwell might have taken off a little early, and he did. He's going to get a false start. So Maxwell in the slot. Got a little antsy there, trying to make a play.
Seen that a couple times now. You can tell the energy for both these teams kind of been a bit of a nervous energy.
Well, we've certainly gotten sloppy here in the last 2-3 minutes, both teams with several. We've had more penalties in the last 3 minutes of this football game than we did the whole first half. Got 2 receivers near side, one in the slot, one towards us. Fowler in the shotgun. Shotgun snap. He looks to his right. He's going to take off middle of the field. He's past the line of scrimmage. He's got to tuck it and run, and he's finally brought down. That time they spy him. Thomason brings him down. Jesse Gibson there as well. As Jesse Gibson doing a nice job at that linebacker spot, trying to keep the big play from happening. Fowler's to the gun quickly. They're going to go for this, trying to get people to try to draw him off sides. Did not work. Fowler tried to do the hard count. Now he's look over to the sideline with 1:08 left, and the Dragons not in a hurry as they quickly got to the line of scrimmage. 4th and 4 here.
Probably going to see them burn a timeout, I would imagine. The way they're playing it, we'll see.
Yeah, it looks like they're just killing some clock, and they're not going to run a play. People with hands on their hips looking towards the sideline, and Coach Bean is going to call a timeout here. So 47 seconds left in the third quarter. All Dragons, they've led since the game was tied 8-8 in the first couple minutes. Since then, it's been all Dewar. They lead 44-14 with 47 seconds left. We'll be back 47 seconds left in this quarter, not the game.
Right.
So please come back. We'll be here with our K101 Road to the Top right after this.
You don't want to be on Santa's naughty list this season, so before he arrives this holiday, call Moore's Roofing at 580-994-5417 for a free estimate today. We are licensed and commercially bonded by the state of Oklahoma and have been in business for over 45 years. No job is too big or too small. Moore's Roofing has you covered, so your roof will be merry and bright this season. Call and ask about our 5% off discount for seniors, veterans, and first responders. That's Moore's Roofing, 580-994-5417.
Back in Dewar, the Dewar Dragons 40, the Shattuck Indians 14, 47 seconds left in the third quarter. And an update from Laverne, the Tigers now well in front of Pioneer, 38-12, as the winner of that game going to move on to play the winner of this game. But still a quarter of football left to play, and we've seen crazier things in 8-man football. You can score in a hurry, and games can change on a dime. But right now, Shattuck Indians need a play. Someone's going to make a big play here for the Indians. Whipple's still in the game for long. Everybody in Shattuck up front here. Dewar's going to go for this. 4th and 3. Shotgun snap to Fowler. Looks at the quick out. He's under pressure. He's got to take off and try to run it. He's still on his feet. Dives for the first down, and I think he got it.
Oh, maybe by a yard or two with that big frame. He did.
And he fell forward just in time. They had him under pressure. Looked like they were going to get the turnover on downs. I was about to say I disagree with that call, but Fowler, who's been exceptional tonight, picks it up. First and 10 now from the 35-yard line, and he just reached that thing over there.
Yeah, and found a way, more importantly, just duck the collapsing pocket and just step up. And that little step up is what got him that first down.
26 seconds and a first down now by Dewar, and that is a backbreaker for the Indians. Two receivers far side, one near side. Fowler in the gun, fakes the snap, takes it. He's just going to take it up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up. No, he's still on his feet. King hit him, but he somehow kept his balance. And finally, Jesse Gibson there to clean him up. Chris Jones there as well as Braden Whipple to make sure he didn't get any more. But instead of a loss, Joey Fowler picks up another 5 yards, second and five, and Dewar's starting to feel it. So that'll do it for the fourth quarter as the Dragons hold up the four for fourth as the Dragons lead the Shattuck Indians 40-14. We'll be back with our fourth quarter right after this, our K101 Road to the Top.